The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Hello, this is Lorraine McIntosh reporting from Spain for the week. Last week we were in shock horror at the invasion of mostly young Moroccan men entering the Spanish city of Ceuta on the north coast of Morocco. As I indicated then, there has been much debate on the causes and implications. We've had the government saying there was no warning, while the intelligence agencies all say they knew 3 days before about the rumours and build-up of people. One good outcome may be better communication between the various sources. The Moroccan government is still the best guess on who rabble-roused the crowds, but even if they had a push from those further afield, Spain walks a tightrope on maintaining good relations with both Morocco and Algeria. We get most of our gas from Algeria and have been leaning a bit that way, so perhaps a smack on our hand. Morocco's security forces did turn up at some stage to help return the about 60,000 and help distraught families try and locate their children, but over 140 dead means bad news for some. But the authorities and NGOs in Ceuta are dealing with over 1,000 unaccompanied minors who can legally stay. Clearly, they try to locate their families and get them to take them back. That leaves up to about 9,000 people, mostly sub-Saharans, trying to claim asylum. Crowds of them sitting around parks and streets getting fed by NGOs. The EU, or European Commission, has been frantically trying to keep calm relationships between member states. But Italy has come out and imposed border checks for people coming from Spain. Spain is doing likewise with Italians. So no Schengen privileges there at the moment. That will only create a minor hassle for New Zealand travellers if they have to carry their passport at all times. For EU citizens and residents, we can move around freely in Schengen Agreement countries with only ID cards. But diplomatically, it's a bit seriously. Those in Spain supporting more migration cite Spain's above EU average economic growth, which is one of the top four performers, as being part of our success. Hospitality and agriculture are always needing more workers, but others like to say we can manage with our low birth rate and brain drain of those wanting better salaries in other countries. Whatever, Spain is seen by most other EU countries as too lenient and only acting as a gateway for these hopeful migrants. Meanwhile, back on the mainland, we're still burning up. While our big fires of recent weeks are out, there are new ones everywhere that are being managed to keep under control so far. We are planning to go on a short holiday further north in Spain, and I feel like we'll be dodging around fires as we go. We start our trip on Wednesday, heading into the coastal mountains in the hope of seeing the total eclipse of the sun at 8:30 p.m. our time, so only half an hour before sunset. That brings all the challenges of haze and cloud on the western horizon. We're smack in the middle of the full eclipse path, but people in most of Spain, France and England will still see an about 90% eclipse, and all other countries' partials as well. By some fluke or astronomical calculations, We have three eclipses in 18 months. Down south in Spain, a full eclipse next August. And in January 2028, another total, but one with a ring around it called an annular, comes right over us again. So with fingers crossed for a clear evening this Wednesday, it's goodbye from Lorraine for the week.
You've been listening to Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.